Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on July 7th, 2023. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 26 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, along with scores from the BC Premier Baseball and Northwest Leagues. First up is DJ Gender Fluid's Queer Acid Techno Trace Rave UFO Space Alien Dissociation Party Club Best Volume 1 with Alien Ceremony. That was Alien Ceremony from DJ Gender Fluid's album Queer Acid Techno Trance Rave UFO Space Alien Dissociation Party Club Best Volume 1. Next up is Artemis Real Time. Here is Timber.
Thank you.
I'd like to discuss DSFE athletics at this time. On July 4th, Track and Field's Megan Roxby talked to SFU Advancement and Alumni Engagement on her track and field journey, which included a spinal surgery to correct a curvature when she was 16, earning several donor-funded awards during her undergrad time at SFU, where she went to the Nationals with the Red Leaves track and field team. Roxby graduated this spring with a Sustainable Business joint major, which involves business, resource, and environmental management. She will stay in SFU this fall to embark in the master's program in resource and environmental management in the planning stream. On July 5th, the Red Leaf softball announced two recruits, Monica Bork and Taylor Henley. Monica Bork hails from Quispamsis, New Brunswick, is a pitcher who bats and throws right. She stands at 5 feet 9 inches, or 175 centimeters, attended Center Scolaire Samuel de Champlain, and competes for the Black Bears softball. Bork was named the top pitcher in two championships last summer, the Under-17 Canadian Softball Championship, the Under-17 Canadian Softball Championships, where she posted an 0.636 ERA and struck out 33 batters in 22 innings pitched. And in the Under-17 Canadian Eastern Softball Championships, along with the Under-17 Canadian Eastern Softball Championships, where she was the top pitcher. Taylor Henley hails from Winnipeg, is an outfielder and catcher. She bats and throws right. Henley stands at 5 feet 6 inches, attended River East Collegiate High School, and competes for the Smitty Terminators, which was the runner-up in the 2018 Under-14 Canadian Fast Pitch Championship and won the Sport Manitoba Order of Sport Excellent Award in 2019. Two announcements occurred on July 6. The Red Leafs men's basketball announced the recruitment of Victor Vonsu, a star guard from Montreal, who stands at 6 feet 5 inches, or 196 centimeters. Vonsu attended Crestwood Preparatory College based in the North York District of Toronto, where he averaged 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists per game, which earned him a selection in the OSBA Pool A second All-Star team. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's basketball announced Marie-Line Petit, who was a part-time assistant last season, helping the head coach Bruce Langford and assistant Pam Denis as the full-time assistant coach, replacing Denis. Marie-Line Petit also played 4 seasons for SFU between 2011 and 2014, during which SFU made their first-ever appearance in the NCAA Sweet 16 in 2013, where she played a significant role. Petit, a guard who stands at 5 feet 6 inches or 168 centimeters, averaged 5 points, 2.5 assists, and almost 1 steal per game in 100 total games played. She has also a significant education background with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 2014, followed by a Bachelor of Education in 2015, both of which from SFU, and Master of Education at University of Ottawa in 2016. Petit is married to SFU football alumni Adam Berger, who won 2 Grey Cups with the CFL's Calgary Stampeders in 2014 and 2018. Berger and Petit are the parents of 2 boys.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Arc Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, MAD, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. The third act is Keturah's self-titled album. The tune is Ku Niamba. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 26 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music along with scores from the BC Premier Baseball and Northwest Leagues. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Allison Goldfrapp's The Love Intervention with the Beat Divine.